Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. What up? You are listening to the 715th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian, Misunderstandings Allen. And as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D Block Church, the place where we meet every other Thursday night, 9 p.m. Whosoever will is invited to join us. And we are made up of many types of people. Some of us are dealing with this so-called life, and it may cause us to do things that are against what we thought we knew or what we knew. D-Block Church is where we can drop all titles at the door, where we, what we serve, where we serve, what we call the Creator, when we serve, is all checked at the door. For the next hour, we will allow whosoever will to get a better understanding of who and what God truly is and how building a relationship with Him is essential in living this thing out. The number to call in tonight is 319-527-6091. Please press 1 to join in the conversation. Tonight is simple. I'm looking for goons, God's goons, those who believe that you are only here right now because only by the grace of God. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of places that you could have been. These who will join and those who will not. Please come in and join the fight in God's kingdom. Again, the number is 319-527-6091. It doesn't take much, but you are going to have to be willing to be ready to fight. Now, someone out there listening is trying to figure out what do I mean by that, and the fight is really to put in the work, to be willing to engage the loss, to go above and beyond wherever He so shall lead us. To be able to stretch your neck out and put your two cents in it where God has allowed you to see something different to help someone else out. Please check your circle. Get them on board. Believe you, it's better if you bring friends. That way you don't have to do it by yourself. Loved ones can come as well. Please have them all come and find their own relationships so they can get their own understanding. Tonight is a big night for whosoever it will be is on this line. And if you are listening via Blog Talk, YouTube, wherever, you may always dial the number and come right in and ask the question, join into the conversation, however you so shall fit, be led. I'm looking for someone, and I need to know I'm not the only one out here tired of people being blatantly disrespectful to each other. I can't be the only person tired of watching people not opening or holding doors for each other. I can't be the only person who sees our youth getting more and more and more manipulated in many different aspects of their lives. I know I'm not the only one who is out here who would love to see some customer service. I mean, let's just look at that. The job you have is going to keep money in your pocket. The reason why you go every day is because you like the money. Things may get if you work while you were really at work, especially if you see customers. There was a time when, you know, the customer was always right. No matter what the circumstances, no matter how it was, they were always right, no matter what. Now, I know I might be the only one whoever told you this, but the customer is your job. So to anyone out there at work, if you're on your phone or you're ignoring or you're leaning on the walls and you're waiting to clock out, please just stop and go home because you should be thankful that you have a job. Somewhere somebody is struggling to find a job. So always think about that before you just go and give up on your job. You know, my bad. I can get caught up in that because I'm serious about changing the psyche of the people. So if you're feeling a little bit like I feel, if you understand a little bit where I'm coming from, then that says that you have the aspect to be a goon. You have what it takes to, you have the mentality to say, you know, enough is enough. You can, what is it? Either stand for something or fall for anything. Right. 319-527-6091 is the number. I would love for you to press 1. Tell me how you're out there fighting. Tell me what's your biggest fight. Tell me what's the hardest thing for you to do, but you still do it every day. I know I got a lot of them. Just by getting up and getting dressed, that's a fight all day long, every day. But it's not about me tonight. It's about you. And I need your help to get the word out that the enemy can no longer just have our lives. I'm talking about taking back our children, checking the things that are interfering with God's expectations for our lives. We are the chosen people. So tonight, it's just that simple. And I understand what I'm asking of you, but let's be serious. This is not a good look. I mean, seriously. Fast forward 10, 15 years. First, ask yourself, will you be here 10, 15 years from now? And how are you going to be 10, 15 years from now? How is the world going to be? And what could you be doing? And what would the world be like? Now, I know someone's listening is actually thinking they don't even think about their five-year plan, or let alone the next year coming. And I can't even begin to tell you how many 50-year-olds that are living here today that will tell you the story of never believing that they would make it to 21. And I always enjoy those stories because whether they know it or not, they are the goons. They are the living reasons why we still keep pushing. Matter of fact, that goon mentality had you in that actual thought process. That's why the favor of God is great. But if you say nothing, nobody knows. And if nobody knows, it can't help somebody else. And the whole entire reason for it to happen is for you to share the good news with somebody else. And then maybe you can help them through whatever it is that they're going through. Now, to look into your future, not understanding God's intent on your life. You know, there are some people out there, there's people everywhere living, and they think they're living the best life. They really believe that the life that they're living is the best life. They have the money that they need, so whatever they want, they can go and get it. Whatever they see, if they think that they need it, they go and get it. They can make sure that everything is taken care of. If there's a trip that needs to be taken care of, we pay for it right away. Everything is taken care of. So you think that you're living. You think that everything is good for you. The only thing that I say is you have to understand what your purpose is, and then you have to go get that. The best thing to be is you, and nobody can do it better than you. So a lot of people get caught up in looking like this person or looking like that person, or because I made it and I have these material things, I can do this or I can do that. And you do know that you can't take any of that stuff with you. That's the biggest thing. That's the thing I ask people all the time. You work so hard for your money. I understand that you work so hard for your money. What happens the day that you get your check and you die on your way home from the bank? Who gets the money? Is it the paramedic save you? Is it the person that comes to save you, or is it the person that you thought was supposed to be getting the money because you were working so hard and so diligent for it? Think about it. And there's no need for money in the afterlife, so life can't just be about the money. It can't be. There needs to be something more. There needs to be a humbling spirit that only God can give you. That feeling of without God, I might not have made it, or I might not have had that opportunity, or without God, my parents be gone, or that guy or the girl I met on the train maybe wouldn't have said anything. You know, tonight is the beginning of something special, and I look for God's doing. These are the ones that I need. I need you to contact me. On Facebook, I'm Misunderstood Adrian, MS Understood Adrian. Or on Instagram, you can God_God_Doom. And come follow me, check it out, whatever. That way we can start to walk gradually. But I want to go everywhere. I want to go from coast to coast, north to south. Those who have been told that you never make it. Those who have been told that you never be able to get out of jail. You never be able to live another life. You never be able to do this, or you never be able to do that, or you never be able to get that job, or whatever the case may be. Someone told you that you couldn't do it, or you thought you couldn't do it. Tonight, you're still standing, and we're here today to call out the doom. If you feel as though you are a fighter, please call the number 319-527-6091. Please make sure that you text your friends, your family, and if you've been watching what's going on in the White House, you know, then everybody that you talk to about that kind of stuff, you need to make sure that they're listening to this, because it's okay for you to listen to the news. It's okay for you to follow what's going on in the White House, but you always have to be able to have your blockers on. If you don't have your blockers on, you might not be able to see what it is that needs to be seen. So I call them blockers. Goons need blockers to do and live this thing every day, because we are continuously being tempted by the enemy to get us to get off of our square. The blockers allow us to carry out whatever it is that God has intended. The blockers allow you to walk into a crowded store with very long lines, like a Walmart, you know, find what you want or what you need, go right to the checkout, and you find that the register with the old man, with the man, only has 7 things in his cart. You jump in that line only to realize that everything that he has needs a price check. Oh, my God. Ah, I'm sure I lost some of you. But for those of you who spark a conversation with the old man, you find out that he used to do this and he used to do that, and all his family is gone, and he's just grabbing 7 things. He tells the clerk to pay for your stuff, and the transaction is now complete. The line closes. The person is now gone. The man walks out, leaving you with everything you needed, plus a little drop of wisdom. Thank God for the blockers. And then you can't be a goon unless you're carrying a gun. So you got your blockers. That means you're going to be separated from all the other types of stuff that's going on. And then with your gun, you need to be able to spit. Spit that I'm talking about is not, you know, not the nasty spit that people might be thinking about right now. I'm talking about spit, the way that it comes out. I mean, I'm talking about having a tight enough relationship with the Creator so that you can understand and engage every situation, seen and unseen. You will be able to stand without a doubt and put your own bedazzle on it. I like that word, bedazzle. Yes, you heard it here on the Black Church First. If you want to, you can stand in your own thing and put your bedazzle in it. And once you get your bedazzle on it, then go on and save somebody's soul with it. Mean what you say, say what you mean, and what you mean says God loves you. Jesus is the way. You are, if you understand that, you are halfway through what you need to do. That's the first thing. But second, do you really, really, truly believe it? You got to really, really believe it, and then you got to confess it, and then you got to believe in your heart that that is exactly what it is. So now the question is, are you a goon? Are you out here? Are you willing to fight? Are you willing to put in the extra work that goes to say, when you see the young lady down the street not doing what it is that she should be doing? Let's say she should be saying she should be watching whatever she's doing. you know, she should be a little bit loud. She should be a little bit more respectable when people come around. Whatever the case may be about this lady, whatever you want it to be, it ends up being that the lady just becomes everything, and everything that bothers you is this lady. This lady is every single thing that is going on, and everything that's bothering you right now is piled up in this one lady. So if there was one thing that you could do with this lady, you would know what you would love to do because of the fact that everything is just with this lady. You say, thank you for this lady, because now we can understand trueness of exactly what we're up against, what we see. Because the lady can be one of the most beautifulest ladies in the world. The difference is that lady is going to end up being one of the best things that ever happened to you. Like, you know how they say, take something that the devil meant for evil and turn it into good. Take that same lady with all of that built up stuff that is bothering you and put it in that lady. And then turn around and let that lady love on you. And watch that lady turn around and love on you. Until you cross that lady. And then when you cross that lady, you will then see the spit. You will then see the fire. And once you see the fire, then you'll understand where that spit has to come from. In a goon mentality, in a goon setting, there might be a time where you might have to just speak up, stand up for what you know. And that might be just to say how God saved you. Last night we heard about your stories. If your stories don't, if your story, your testimony is who you are. Your testimony being heard is going to save someone else's soul. It can definitely save someone's soul. It would never save anybody's soul if nobody ever hears it. If you think that people would look at you because you've been here or you've been there, and you believe that what you do and what you were doing is the way that God intended it for it to be. Later in life, you realize that it might not have been exactly the way it's planned, but you ended up falling. You ended up having to grapple and get things down and get things together. But you did it. You did it. It was sometimes very, very hard, sometimes very, very unclear what was happening every day. But you did it. You made it a point to do it. And the doing it is what makes you the winner. The doing it is what makes you the team. The doing it is what makes you the fighter. The doing it is what separates you from the rest. The doing it. People might have a thought of doing it, but never really get to do it. The one thing that we have to understand and the one thing that we have to remember is that God gives us the opportunity to fight. And the reason why I say he gives us the opportunity to fight is because if we see wrong, we should stop wrong. See wrong. And we don't right the wrong, we are just as wrong as they are. It's no time for I need to mind my business, or no time for, you know, there's a better way. Well, one day it's just all going to work out. No, today is going to work out. It's going to start working out today. Reason why is because the little kids get up in the morning and they have to go to school. So that says that we have to see whatever it is right away, right? Like, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. If they say that they're going to mean something by it, then they say they're going to mean something by it. So if they're going to do it, the difference is the goons, what I'm doing is I'm calling you out so that you can be ready. You can understand what it is that you're looking for. You can be ready and not be afraid. You study on your own. You study on your own. You make it your own. You know that you have nothing to say to save anybody. Just like me, I wouldn't have anything to say to somebody. But I know God through me can definitely save somebody. And I would put that on anything. I would stand very firm on that. Because of the fact that I know that I'm in the Word. I know that I study the Word. I know that I meditate on it. And I ask for clarity, for more clarity. And then when I hear different shows on Purpose Training Network and things of that nature, it just helps you. It helps you understand a little bit better, or broaden, or give you another way of looking at certain things. It all works out for the good. I will say that. It all works out for the good. But sometimes, you know, you got to be the goon to go get it. Sometimes you got to be that fighter. You got to be willing to really, really, really put in that work. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all, but it's something that we need to do. So because of the fact that we need to do it, we can't look at how easy or how hard it is, because it has to get done. It definitely has to get done. Our children depend on it. You know, our lives depend on it. They say that children are our future. Children are our future, and we're looking at these children now. What are we saying about our future? Yeah, not a good look. So no matter what we have to do, no matter what we have to say, remember, you're listening to the 716th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrienne Misunderstandings Allen. And, of course, you are listening to, one again, the Block Church, right here on the Purpose Kingdom Network. Goon, I'm calling them out. I'm looking for you. I want you to begin to walk in a mentality that says that we're taking it back, which says that you no longer have to stand by yourself. If you are someone who is suffering with depression, or you believe that no one in this world is going through what you're going through, you know, and you're all alone, I really encourage you to reach out, because we're here to let you know that God got goons, and we out here, it's a lot of us, and we will come. If we need to come in masses to show the masses, then that is what we'll do. That is what we'll do, because right now, it says the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So that says that the ones that we do have that are working, it is time now to put in the work. Are you a goon? I'm looking for God's goon. Are you one? Do you know someone who is always fighting in that aspect? But to some, it may seem like they're fighting. Funny, I've always used to say that, because, you know, it's always about the way that you receive it in order for whatever it is that you cause yourself doing to work. Does that make sense? I believe that. Like, in order for it to really, really work out, the person that you're doing it for has to be able to be in the right spirit to receive it. Because if not, completely backfire on you. If not, they might get offended. If not, they, you know, all kinds of stuff happens. And you realize today that more and more and more stuff is happening. They're so big into everything is so offensive. You know, we're offended. We're offended by a lot of things. So that's what the goons are all about. That's what we're here for. If you're offended and you believe that you really have something to say, then come on, let's get out there. Let's say some real stuff. Because we have been listening to, as 45 would say, fake news. The fake news of 2018 has really, 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 really gone way, way too far. Way, way, way out of pocket. Way, way, way just far left. And I'm going to say far left because I just, you know, lately I've been listening and they refer to right and left. And we are considered the left. And I guess the people that are gangbanging and stuff like that, they are the far left. So, yeah. I don't know who made them right. I'm still trying to figure that out. If you know that, you can call in too. I would love to find out what makes them right. Somebody please tell me that. Because if we change the direction, if we change who is right, then maybe we change what's going on. Then maybe we change the outlook on things. Maybe we live a different life. Maybe we take control of some things that we know we can take good and well control over. Maybe it's time for goons to just mount up. Maybe it's really, really, really time for the goons to just say, you know, enough is enough. Enough is enough, and we got to do what we got to do. Because if we don't do what we got to do, I don't know what's going to happen. The babies are still coming, and we don't have anything for the babies. We don't have anything to leave for the babies. Everything is just open. Everything is just whatever. And we can't, not for the babies. The babies deserve more. I think. What do you think? 319-527-091 is the number. I know that within the news right now, if you're looking at it, I did watch something that has been quite intriguing to me. And that is the Judge Kavanaugh thing. Judge Kavanaugh is on trial, basically. Like, this is whatever. He's already been nominated, whatever, by Donald Trump. And so now the Senate is, you know, they get to ask their questions and everything. But the whole thing is really weird. Like, if you sit and you listen to it, it's like, wow, y'all, this is really happening. But we're not even paying attention to it. I mean, honest to God, I don't know if people really were out there and they were really listening, but to have these senators be so upset, I'm saying I've never heard them try to filibuster something or try to appeal something. You know, they, what's the word when they protest. They say for the record that was a protest. Like, they were very, very upset. Judge Kavanaugh and his team, like, they denied a whole lot of documents. And then they gave him about 40,000 documents, like, for that morning, you know. And the senators were asking for, like, a continuance so that they can actually take time and read some of the documents. And the president of the whoever he was, the guy that's in charge of that whole entire forum, he was denying it. And they were fighting. They were really fighting. Like, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, sir, but we need to go this way or we need to go that way. We need to know. We need answers. We need real answers, and we need people to, you know, talk to us. And it was good. It was good to see a different side of what goes on in the White House. A different side of what goes on in Washington. You know, Judge Kavanaugh is having a problem, however, because he was endorsed by 45. So I've been noticing that anybody that's kind of endorsed by him is getting trouble anyway. So it's all just one of them guilty by association type of thing.
Yeah.
Guilty by association thing. You know, that's in that. Why we need the goon. That's why you have to have, that's why you gotta have a goon mentality. That's why you have to have a mindset that no matter what, even if you do fall, even if you do fail, even if you do stumble, you know, it's all working out for your good. It's all building you. It's building you for, you know, it's preparing you for the next step in what it is that God has called you to do. But still there. Never give up that fight. If you find yourself giving up the fight, that's when you know, that's when you know that you basically running on empty and you need to go to the gas station to fill up. Whether it be at church, whether it be D-Block Church, whether it be any show on Purpose Kingdom Network, make sure you're getting the fill. Because the second that you start feeling empty, that is when it allows the enemy to come in. And when he comes in, he comes in. He comes in rough. He comes in. He comes in like a flood, like boom. Okay? You don't want to be knocked down. You don't want to be, you don't want to be drowned. You don't want to be, you know, flipped off your feet. Especially if you don't have to. Especially if there's a way that you can do it, you can figure it out, and you can walk with God, and he can show you. If there was a way, now see, it's weird because a lot of times people say, if you had a chance, would you do it again? I would have to say, if I had the chance to do it, would I do it again? Yeah, because that is who I was. That's who I am. That's who. That is just who I was, always. Right? I never been the one to be ashamed of something that I did, or, you know, want to take it back and never, you know, never hope that it's seen again. I bless God for. I bless God for Jesus and the blood for washing away. You know, every one of my sins, even the ones that I haven't committed yet. You know, the beating was bad. We know the beating was bad. The point of it is, do we understand why he was beaten? When you start to understand why he was beaten, then you kind of act right a little bit, because just you don't want to be the real reason or the real association to that beating, right? Or am I wrong? I'm thinking, if you look at it, the reason why things happen the way they happen is because God ordained them in order to build us up where we are weak, and to help us where we need a little bit more help. If there is an opportunity in a course of whatever you're doing in the midst of a day for a blessing, to be the one giving it. If there's an opportunity for a blessing in the room, you should be the one giving it. To the point where when you walk into a room, the people should feel the presence of God. Now, I know sometimes we get upset, and I know sometimes we might fall out of character. I know sometimes, you know, people might, you know, rub you the wrong way, regardless of all of that. There's a moment in there where you realize that you are doing your best. That person is doing their best. Their best. Not your best. Your best. Not your best, but their best. And it is what it is. It is what it is. Now, You can allow that one person to stop you from spreading the good news, you know, or you can say your piece with the person and keep it moving and go to the next person and tell the next person something good about Jesus, and then go to the next person and tell somebody else something good about Jesus. And even if you don't, you don't even have to. Sometimes you just have to be in the presence. Sometimes you just stand there smiling or encouraging. You know, it means the world. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many people will come up to me and say something. I made them laugh, and they laughed all day because of that joke that I said. Sad part about it is I don't even remember the joke. Be honest and be truthful. I don't remember the joke. But if that's what's holding you, if that's what's keeping you, if that's what's making it familiar to you, then let that be familiar and let that be the way to get in. I just want you in. I just want you in. If you can get in, then that's half the battle. Half the battle is getting in. The other part of the battle is fighting. Fighting for what you believe in. Fighting for your family. Fighting for your neighborhood. Fighting for your children. Fighting for your school. You know how many people tell me that they don't have children? I understand you don't have children, but these children walk your streets. So you got to think of it in that aspect. I don't have children. I know you don't have children. But think about those who don't have children. And think about how they have to go about making ends meet, making things work. Think about how they have to be able to say what they say and mean what they say, no matter what happens. Why? Because they are trying to protect, care, nurture, everything above, all of the above. Everything that you shall ask for, they are going to do. Above more than you could ever ask. And it all came within that beating. All within that beating. If you believe in the beating, if you believe in the blood, if you believe in the prospect of the opportunity to put things in perspective and then put it on your back and then go out there and take it back. Take back the kingdom by storm. Take it back by any means necessary. Take it back. I mean, we can stand on a street corner. We can do all of these things, but I'm just trying to talk. I want to walk up to you. I want to say what it is that God is telling me to tell you, and then I want you to be blessed. If you can be blessed, you can be blessed. The best thing to do is just be blessed. I would say just be blessed. If you can be blessed, be blessed. If you can trick yourself into being blessed every morning, then you be blessed. If you got to trick yourself because you're still breathing, there's no need to trip. You should be happy. You should be thanking God. You should be grateful for another day. Grateful for another day. And if you are not grateful, then there's something else that you need to do, and there's something else that you need to accomplish, and there's something else that you need to make happen before it's too late, before you lay down and take your breath, before your race is finished. You need to make sure that there's something. If you need to do it, you need to do it. If there's somebody out there that you need to talk to, you need to call, you need to say something to, you need to do it. There's a reason why you do what you do, and there is a reason why you don't do what you do. The difference is now it's time to start doing what you don't want to do, even though you need to do it because you know you need to do it because that's how you were brought up. You were taught that you need to do it. So because you needed to do it, that's why you did it. It wasn't too many questions or options about what it was that we did or how we did what we did. The point of it was that we just did. And in today's world, I know that, especially in the millennial world, they believe that that doesn't even sound right. That's not even a process that they can do. That's not something for them. And that's fine. That's fine. But what we have to do is remember that whosoever will is on here tonight, and whosoever will is listening tonight. And the reason why they're listening is because they know that they would not be where they are today if it was not for the grace of God. And the grace of God is what holds you. The grace of God is what keeps you. The grace of God is what sustains you. And this is why. This is why it's so important for you to have your understanding about God, the Creator, what He did, how good He was, why He said what He said, the laws that He made, and the reasons why He made these laws. The reasons why He made the laws was so that you could be as perfect could possibly be if you obeyed by these laws. The difference is that's why He had to come down and walk this earth, because He knew that within those laws, that most of the people that He had created were going to not follow those laws. So that's why the biggest sacrifice became the birth of Christ, and then the growing of Christ, and then the walking and talking and preaching and teaching of Christ, and then the crucifixion of Christ. But then the get up. And once he gets up, once he gets up out that grave, 3 days later, and he gets up, the stone is rolled away. Now we live in the Spirit. He will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what. He will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what. It's a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful thing to know. And if you're out there tonight and you feel as though you're at your last, you feel as though you can't do it really anymore. You really just you're almost fully listening to the game and trying to also get this in. I applaud you for getting this in. There's a lot of people that would have chose other. There's a lot of people that do choose other. If you're out there and you are listening to me tonight and you do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I need you to repeat after me and say, Father God, I am a sinner, but I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead with all power in his hand, just to save a little wretch like me. Amen. I mean, basically, that's it. They say that you got to tell somebody. I would shout it up the steps or something. You know, let somebody know. Go outside the door and tell the first person you see walking down the street that I just accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. You know, things are not going to blossom because you did it. I don't need you to think that things will blossom. But you accept the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. And just wait and see. Wait and see. But if you did it, if you're out there and you believe that there's no other place that you would rather be, because if it was not for God and His grace, you would be nowhere near where you are today. If you care to call in, please call in. If you need prayer, if you want someone to touch and agree with you, the number is 319-527-6091. If there are no callers on the air, if I can ask Brother Rob to come on and do the announcement.
Yes. yes, no problem. Thanks so much, Sister Adrian. This is the Product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and we thank everybody for joining us for the 716th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you, whether you're calling via phone or online. We thank you so much for supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns, You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We greatly appreciate that. Also, you can do likewise on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. If you want to hear any of our past or previous shows, you can go to LinkedIn, iTunes, Google+, and also you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We simply type in the show name or the host name, and you can hear that show in its entirety. And we greatly appreciate those that go to the Blog Talk website and listen to or download any of our past or previous shows. We greatly appreciate that, and we thank you so much. With God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow night at the 9 p.m. hour for Sister Latasha Vanish, and her show is Concerned Voices. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Concerned Voices with Sister Latasha Vanish. We thank you so much for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much, and please feel free to join us tomorrow evening. And Sister Adrian, the show's back in your hands.
Brother Rob, thank you so much. I have one more favor while I have you on the air. Everybody that's listening, I'm sure you all know that we come live from Philadelphia, and tonight is the first game of the NFL. So, Brother Rob, before the evening, can you please give me a score update and let us know how the Birds are doing?
Actually, this is one of the nights that I'm truly concentrating on my duties as engineering, so I have no idea. I'm going to be surprised as you at the end of the broadcast to find out what the score is so far right now. But as of right now, I haven't seen anything flash across any of my mobile devices or anything, so I have no idea right now.
Okay, so no breaking news. No breaking news. All right, all right.
No.
All right, guys. Well, I was trying, y'all. But, you know, D-Block Church is every other Thursday night. So, listen, put it this way. Okay, football season has started, all right? So now we're in the mix. Thursday night, it's either going to be D-Block Church or it's going to be the Healing Hour. One of the two, you're going to have to give us the hour. The game is longer than the hour. That's all I can say. The game is always going to be there because, you know, then you got NFL replay and then you got all these other things, like just in case you don't want to miss this, you know, especially if you're live on the air and people start pressing one and you might be the person that needs to press one so that we can hear your story. You might be that goon that I'm looking for tonight. And if you believe in your heart that is not somebody that can fight it, you know somebody that's willing, you know somebody that does it every day, you've been out there and you're paying attention, and you know there are people out there that are like me, it might not be you, but if you know people that are out here and they're doing what I'm doing, please, pass the number on. Tell them about D-Block Church. Tell them about God Goon. Let them know that I'm out here and I'm looking, because we are about to make a new push. We are about to do this. Why are we doing this? Because the devil has shown his head. The devil has said, I'm here. I'm taking your kids. I don't even give a damn about none of y'all. If you don't like it, you know, if you make too much stink, I'll just get rid of you. Unfortunately, I hate to say it like that, but if I can silence your voice, you know, then the battle is won. If everyone can be so emotionally mad and so emotionally fed up that there's no more fight, then we're allowing the devil to win. And unfortunately, I don't know about what book y'all read, right, but the devil does not win. So therefore, meanwhile, between time on this branch, we are not going to act as if we have been defeated. We will win. We will praise through this time, and we will pray through this time, and God will get the glory. God will get the victory. God will get the honor, just as he does every day when a goon wakes up and does what it is that God has called them to do. I'm asking you tonight, if you are a goon, if you feel as though you are the fighter, I know there's a lot of people out there that every time I say goon, they shrug. I am not a goon. I swear I'm not a goon. This is like the worst word ever. understand that it might be the worst word for you. So that says that once you start working on the goon, and once you get past the problem of just the goon and what you in your mind have of the goon, then maybe the process will be able to take away. Then God maybe will be able to open your eyes to something that you've never, ever seen before, but has always been sitting right in your face. That's what happens when you're living in a goon life. You might see one thing today and see it tomorrow in a completely different way. And why is that? Because you might have said something to it. You might have stopped it. You might have checked it the day before. And when you see what it looks like to show someone the way and watch them actually at least attempt to want to be on that right way, nothing like it. It's nothing like it. If there's somebody that is out there and you don't know how you're going to make it, please just always know that you are going to make it. If you got to hit me up, DM me or whatever, to have like an everyday conversation, just so that when you are in that I'm not going to make it moment, you need somebody to talk you through that I'm not going to make it moment. I like how I say, feel free to call me. But yet I'm the person that probably needs somebody to call, because I'm the person that needs to really, really, really hear that, right? But we heard it here tonight on Purpose Kingdom Network. Every day is a different day, and we're out here fighting. I know that I say that I'm a goon because every day is a different day for me, and every day is a different fight, but I still do it. I still make it a point to bless God, and I still like to show his light through me. And when it comes down to trying to just be the best that you can be, the only thing I can do is be me, the best me that I can be. And that would be me. That would be me. So what I would say to you all is I understand the football is coming on. I understand that, you know, Thursday is Thursday, and you got to fight with Thursday. But what I need you to know is that God got goons. We are out here. We're working together. We're trying to save this kingdom. Not trying to save this kingdom. Excuse me. We're working together saving this kingdom. Because I'm going to speak that. Because that is where we're going. That is where we need to go. That is the intention of what it is that we're looking for. That's what the goons need to be doing. That's what we need to be fighting for. We need to be striving for this thing. We need to be able to be ready. We need to be looking at it and saying, I want this to happen. Just this, if I see something, God, give me the strength, give me the opportunity, give me the power, and give me the wisdom, and give me the words to say. If you don't know the words to say, he will give you the words to say. The only thing he asks is not to be afraid. Don't be scared. As they would say back in the day, don't be scared. So the last thing you want to do is be scared. And the reason why I'm saying that is because this devil ain't scared. Our kids ain't scared. See them coming out of school the wrong way. If you see them doing something that they really have no business doing, you have the right to stop them. Now people say, who are you to say something to my kids or whatever? Why would you say something to my child and this, that, and the other thing? I'm saying something to your child because I want your child to get it. You don't want your child to get it by the police, because you see that the police don't really have a good understanding of how to talk to the child. But Simple as that. So if the police don't have a good understanding of how to talk to the children or talk to our children or talk to your child, what you want us to do? I would want one of the goons to say something to my baby. So if you know some goons, let them know God got goons, G-O-D underscore G-O-T underscore G-O-O-N-S. God got goons. Or misunderstood, that's M-S-U-N-D-E-R-S-T-O-O-D, Adrian, A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E on Facebook. Now, if there are questions, concerns, or prayer requests, or you just want to have some goons come to your city or state or whatever and, like, you know, show up. Let the people know that you are not by yourself. The goons are here. God got goons, and we are out here, and we are working together to save this kingdom. If that is you, if you need us, please don't hesitate to hit us up. www.godgotgoons.com is a good place to start. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. And, of course, it's always a great pleasure to come to D-Block Church and be here for the duration. I want to hear from you. I need to know that you're out there. I need to know that I'm not by myself in this. I need to know that this thing is real. It's not just real for me, but it's real for everybody. It's real for you. It's real for your brothers. It's real for your sisters. It's real for your children. It's real, y'all. I believe that it's real. It's realer than anything I've ever seen. And if we don't start now, we're gonna lose this battle. Whitney said it best. The children are our future. And we got to teach them well so that they can lead the way. We're supposed to show them everything that's beautiful and everything that they can do and everything that they can be for themselves inside. You know, we got to give them a chance to use what they got to get what they want in order to do what they do. Once they give them a sense of pride, you know, it makes it a little bit easier. Or so they say. Or so they say. But it's like a whole, you know, I always have a moment where we go into the kids. We got to have the kids. Somewhere down the line, we got to break it all the way down and put it all about the kids. You know, put all our differences aside and, you know, everything, and just let the kids do what they do. You'd be so surprised to just listen to the kids and watch the kids. I'm telling you, when you put Donald Trump in front of some kids and listen to their conversation, that's when you know. Whatever it is that we're doing, we gotta fix it. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Until then, stop. Remember, I love you. God loves you too. Let's go get it.
Jesus lives. He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.